So last week at my job, at work, I have various responsibilities, and it was one of those weeks where all the different responsibilities I have kind of come to head. I had this big project that was due that I needed to get out the door. We had some new standards that we were putting in place for the CAD department. There were some administrative things that I was a part of that needed my attention. So it just seemed like on Friday, when everything was due, and I got it all done, and then I get some phone calls saying, hey, Rich, I need some help. I had time to help people in my work. That's another part that I do, is a CAD help. So about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, the end of my work week, it finally started to settle down, and I could start to settle into the weekend. And I know Janelle's been sick. She's been very busy with these props that she's been working on. You know, and the play opens next weekend, and she still had a ton of things to do. And Friday night, it's like, you know what? I don't want to cook. I know she needs a break. Let's go out to dinner. So we went to Strings. I just wanted to sit outside with my wife and just relax and just enjoy a good meal and drink a nice glass of wine. And then John Albano with his band comes out, and they start playing jazz. And I'm just like, man, this is perfect. So Saturday morning, my dad calls. And he says, hey, son, how's it going? So he had this conversation. But it's a different conversation because of the week I spent with him in Arcata. You know, it's just very familiar. It was just like we eased right into the conversation. There was no real introduction. It was just like, I can just talk to my dad and just relax. Because we had this thing that brought us to this point that changed our relationship to where we are. And so in reading this week in the Psalms, we've been studying in the Psalms, I found this one, Psalm 63. I'm going to read part of it. And this is from the Message. God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I worked such a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory, in your generous love. I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath, my arms like banners of praise to you. You know, we approach God in the Sunday mornings and we do this table talk and we drink this cup and we eat this cracker. We come to that familiar place where we're sitting in the presence of God. Much like when I was sitting in Janelle's presence, we were just enjoying one another's company. Much like my dad's phone call when he called, just enjoying the company. That's where God wants us to be all the time. Just enjoying his company. And isn't that a wonderful thought? And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. You know, so why don't we do it all the time? You know, it's not just the remembrance for what he's done on the cross, but how he continues to work in our life on a day-to-day basis. I just want to raise my arms like banners and pray, you know, sing praises from my lips and enjoy his presence like we are right now. So let's take this cup and this cracker and do that very thing.